Well, it's good to be back, and I thought I'd bring a brief reading to you for this evening hour before you all head off to the scratcher, as as he used to call it years ago. And many moons ago, when I was a lot younger than I am today, my father bought me a little book which was titled "The Boy's Armoury," and it was a Helpful Thoughts for Boys by a gentleman. The author was called William H. Grocer. In it, I found something which I thought would be beneficial to you in the closing hours of this day, and it's simply titled Evening. It begins with one verse, Psalm 4, verse 8. I will lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. And here are the notes that are added to that text by the writer. The above verse was a great favourite with Martin Luther during his busy life, and when he drew near to death, he desired to have it sung to him. We have reason to be thankful for the shadows of the evening, which call us to retire and lie down. The same wisdom, power and goodness which make the morning, make the evening also to rejoice, and give us the cause to be thankful for the drawing of the curtains of the night about us in favour of our sleep. Words from Matthew Henry. Every day is a fresh beginning, it is said, but let us remember also that every night is a fresh ending. Each evening, as it closes in the daylight hours, closes also another page in our life's history, which can never be written again. As Adelaide Proctor put it, the shadows of the evening hours fall from the darkening sky. Upon the fragrance of the flowers, the dews of evening lie. Before thy throne, O Lord of heaven, we kneel at close of day. Look on thy children from on high, and hear us while we pray. It was the custom of the Isaac Taylor family, remarkable alike for literary, artistic and mechanical abilities, for each member to spend a short time every evening alone in his or her room. All of us cannot secure this convenience, but most can follow out the plan in its main principle. And the thought for the day to close off: Lord, I have passed another day, and come to thank thee for thy care. Forgive my sins in work or play, and listen to my evening prayer. God bless you all. Good night, and see you tomorrow, Lord willing.